We know who the enemies are. These mushrikeen, the Israeli lobby, the Zionist system, they're the enemies of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us. Do people think that, you know, they're just going to claim that they're believers and we're not going to test them? Can we believe that, okay, we're the believers, we're the good guys? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, you're the good guys, come to my heaven. You're going to be tested. These sanctions, one aspect of it for us and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, those, you know, people who are not, you know, part of Hawza or part of Al-Mustafa, is a test for you to see whether or not you lose control, you fear everything, you know, you're going to get worried, what's going to happen to my children, what's going to happen to my bank account. Throughout the history of Shia, there were so many great scholars of Shia who were martyred by the enemies of Islam, by the enemies of Allah. Who's Shahid al-Awwal? Who's Shahid al-Thani? Who's Shahid al-Sadr? These are great scholars. Who's Shahid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr? Who's the Shahid Hakim in Iraq and the family of Hakims in Iraq? Shahid Mutahhari, Shahid Beheshti, and all these great Shuhada that we have. The scholars throughout the history of Shia, the governments, the powers were afraid of Shia scholars because of their tongues, because they would speak to people and people believed in these scholars because of their actions. The credibility that they had was something that the superpowers, the so-called superpowers, they never had it. And because people believe in these people, these scholars, they buy what they say, and the last option for them is to get martyred like their a'immah. You know, the tyrannies of the times of the Ahlul Bayt, of the imams, of each imam, the so-called khalifas of their time, all right? They tried every possible way not to kill the imam, because they knew who the imam is. You know, Muawiyah tells Yazid that I know the people of Kufa will make Hussein, you know, to rise and, you know, do something against your government. Do whatever you want, but don't ever kill him. He has the blood of Rasulullah in his veins. All right, the Khala'if, they never wanted to kill the Imam because, you know, because of themselves, because they wanted to hold their position. But they ended up killing all of them because that was the only way. The only way is to kill this person. But let me tell you what, that is the best way for this school to grow. Imam al-Khomeini says, kill us, our eyes will open, our nation will grow, and will realize what they have to do and who you are. So I think our people have to realize that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is testing you. He wants to see how attached you are to this material world. There's a beautiful ayah in the Holy Quran. Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. There are people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, you know, in words. يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْف. There's a part, and then he says, فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ إِنْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَشَّهِ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اِثْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. If something good happens to him, he will be happy. Alhamdulillah, we're mu'mini, we have the majalis of Imam Hussein, we get to go and listen to the lecture and latmiya and the dinner afterwards and, you know, nazar and stuff. They're happy with it. But as soon as something happens that makes them a little bit worried. When asabatu fitna, imtihan, fitna, a test, انقلب على وشي, they turn over. We didn't sign up for this. We didn't want this to happen. No, we're not going to accept it. We're going to go back. No, I'm going to call my son to come back home. No, we signed up for being the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib, no matter what. We've signed up for this. And we're the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib and his wife, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, who stood against an army of oppressors all alone behind the door. Gave her life to protect Islam. We're the children of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. We're not afraid of an army full of equipments, full of everything. And let me tell you what, today, we're fully equipped as well. They touch us, that will be the end of their time. That will be the end of their system. And they know this. They know this. There's an interesting thing that Obama says in his book. He says, every time that the senators come to my meetings and here and there, and they talk about the fact that we need to eventually attack Iran, all right? After I exit the room and I go out, I start thinking to myself that maybe that's the only solution, that eventually we have to do it, but that is the end of our dreams. We might end up attacking them, but if we do so, we'll end up, you know, destroying the system that we've built in America. Imperialism will end if they attack us. They know it. Today, and as the leader said, launch one missile against us, we will answer with 10 more, all right? So alhamdulillah, Shia today is strong. The followers of the Shia system is strong. The Shias all around the globe, they also have to be, you know, strong and don't fall for the traps of shaitan and shaitanic people. And alhamdulillah, they have to trust Allah, and they trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the media says, or some of the scholars, unfortunately, who are, you know, associated with their system, say, and try to, you know, deviate people's minds. Alhamdulillah, the Shia of Ali will remain the Shia of Ali.